Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and we are in the second day of Bava Metzia, and the second Mishnah. One thing we're going to see is Bava Kama was a lot about damages, negligence, and avoiding harm to other people. Bava Metzia is a lot about disputes over property, acquisitions of property, contracts, investments. We're going to see a lot of various topics here. Anyway, Mishnah Bet continues the theme from Mishnah Aleph. Hayu Shnayim Rochbin Al Gavei Behema. Two guys show up, they're both riding on the same animal. Oh, Shahaya Echad Rochiv Echad Manhik, or one guy is riding and the other one is holding the reins or the leash. Zayomer Kula Shali, one says, it belongs to me, meaning he says it was Hefker, it was wandering around in the desert with no owner in sight, and I acquired it by riding it or by leading it. Zayomer Kula Shali, the other one says, no, it all belongs to me. Now, you can acquire a hefker animal by riding. That's a form of chazaka, as long as they're steering the animal with their legs, not merely sitting on it or riding side saddle, actually riding like a mensch, or by leading, by grabbing hold of the reins or the leash or the rope attached to it and pulling the animal in whatever direction you want. That could be a kinyan meshicha. So they both say they've acquired this animal. So similar to the first Mishnah where they had found a garment or something else on the ground from Hefker and they both claim they got it at the same time. So here, Zeyeshevash Ein Lava Bechetzeh, the first guy makes a shvua in the court that he owns no less than half. Vezeyeshevah, the second guy makes a shvua She'ein Lava Bechetzeh, he owns no less than half. Vayachloku, and they divide it. Now, obviously, you can't divide a living creature. Tzar Balei Chayim, we wouldn't do such a thing. This is not a Shlomo HaMelech, trick where he says, oh, we'll just cut the animal in half. Just cut the thing in half, and, you know, that way you could prove who cares about it more. You know, he never intended, of course, to cut the baby in half. So they would sell the animal and split the proceeds. After all, they both claimed that they've acquired it from Hefker, so they both get a profit in any event. Bizman Shehem Modim, but if they admit or there are witnesses, now what they admit is that, yes, we both got it at the exact same time, or there's witnesses who say, yes, they got it from Hefker at the exact same time, or they're partners in this object, they both own half of it, holkin below shavua. They should do the division, but without the shavua. As we mentioned yesterday, the shavua, the oath, is to prevent people from running up to something that you just found and grabbing a hold of it and claiming that they found it and got it at the exact same time you did. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel. Haya Rochev Al Gabei Behema. One guy, Reuven, he's up riding on his animal. V'ra'a Et HaMetzia, and he sees something on the ground, and this something is ownerless. Maybe it's money that's been left in the public street, which is Hefker, because the original owner has given up on it since he dropped it in the public street. He assumes someone will get it, as we'll see in the second chapter. V'amr l'chaveiro, he says to his buddy, now his buddy's down on the ground. This guy's way up on a camel, and it's a big camel, so he can't really jump off and grab the money off the ground. He says to his buddy, who's down on the ground, t'noh li, please give me that. Netola, so if the guy on the ground gave it to the guy on the camel, v'amr, and then he said, ani zachiti ba, zacha ba. Correction to my translation, Nitola just means he picked it up. He didn't give it to the guy on the camel yet. The guy on the ground picked it up. Like Nitola is to lift up, like Al Netilat Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim that we do with our hands. When we wash our hands, we lift up our hands. That's part of the blessing ceremony. So he picked it up and he says, you know what? I got it. You know, I know you said you wanted it. I was going to get it for you, but I changed my mind. In fact, I could really use this thing. I got it for myself. So Zochaba, the Mishnah rules, he does get to keep it. Now, he did not do a very nice thing. The other guy did see it first, but seeing is not a kinyan. Lifting up is a kinyan. So the guy on the ground, it's not a nice thing, but he could pick it up for himself, even though the other guy wanted it and saw it first. Imishna tonolo, but if it was after the guy on the ground gave it to the guy up on the camel, the Amar, then he says afterwards, anizachiti ba tchila, he says, I actually picked it up for myself first and then gave it to you. You know, he meant to acquire it for himself. Lo Amar klum. No, he has not said anything valid. Once he gives it over to the guy up on the animal, you know, we assume that he has given it over to the guy on the animal, and that when he picked it up, his act of picking it up was for the guy riding on the animal. After all, if he was really getting it for himself, he wouldn't have given it to the guy on the animal in the first place. Yashar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.